Hi, 11, this is Houston. If you're interested in the morning news, I've got a summary here from PAO, over.
Okay, we're all listening.
Okay, from Jodrell Bank, England, via AP. Britain's big Jodrell Bank radio telescope stopped receiving signals from the Soviet Union's unmanned moonshot at 5:49 EDT today, and a spokesman said that it appeared that the Luna 15 spaceship, quote, has gone beyond the moon, unquote. Another quote, we don't think it has landed, said a spokesman for Sir Bernard Lovell, director of the observatory. Washington, UPI, Vice President Spiro T. Agnew has called for putting a man on Mars by the year 2000. But Democratic leaders replied that priority must go to needs on Earth. Agnew, ranking government official at the Apollo 11 blastoff Wednesday, apparently was speaking for himself and not necessarily the Nixon administration when he said, "We should, in my judgment, put a man on Mars by the end of this century." Laredo, Texas, AP. Immigration officials in Nuevo Laredo announced Wednesday that hippies will be refused tourist cards to enter Mexico unless they take a bath and get haircuts. Gilberto Cazares, chief of Mexican immigration in Nuevo Laredo, said authorities in Mexico City, Acapulco, and other popular tourist spots have registered complaints about the hippies. By United Press International, initial reaction to President Nixon's granting of a holiday Monday to federal employees so that they could observe a national day of participation in the Apollo 11 moon landing mission mostly was one of surprise. Rodney Pidner, Associated Press, London, AP. Europe is moonstruck by the Apollo 11 mission. Newspapers throughout the continent fill their pages with pictures of the Saturn V rocket blasting off to forge Earth's first link with its natural satellite, and headline writers tax their imaginations for words to hail the feat. Quote, "The greatest adventure in the history of humanity has started," declared the French newspaper Le Figaro, which devoted four pages to reports from Cape Kennedy and diagrams of the mission. The tabloid Paris Jour proclaimed, "The whole world tells them bravo." The communist daily Le Humanité led with a launch picture and devoted its entire back page to an enthusiastic moon report describing the countdown and launch, the astronauts' wives and families, and backgrounding lunar activities. Hempstead, New York. Joe Namath officially reported to the New York Jets training camp at Hofstra University Wednesday following a closed-door meeting with his teammates over his differences with Pro Football Commissioner Peter Roselli. London, UPI. The House of Lords was assured Wednesday that a midget American submarine would not, quote, damage or assault, unquote, the Loch Ness Monster. Lord Milmany said he wanted to be sure anyone operating a submarine in the Loch, quote, would not subject any creatures that might inhabit it to damage or assault, unquote. He asked if the submarine's plan to take a tissue sample with a retrievable dart from any monster it finds can be done without damage and disturbance. He was told it was impossible to say if the 1876 Cruelty to Animals Act would be violated unless and until the monster was found. Over.
Roger, thank you. Bruce?
Here's an interesting. And that's number two item. We all got haircuts before we left, and we all...
Roger. And I understand he was down there and really enjoyed watching the launch. We all think it's pretty magnificent, and you all are doing a great job up there.